This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. High-level delegation talks will be held between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of the Philippines, Ferdinand Romualdez Marcos Jr. in New Delhi today. Mr. Marcos is on a 5-day state visit to India. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar has expressed confidence that talks between the two leaders will significantly deepen bilateral partnership. More from our correspondent.
During the bilateral talks, India and Philippines will review the entire gamut of bilateral relations by focusing on trade and investment, defense and security, maritime cooperation, agriculture, healthcare, pharmaceuticals, and digital technologies. Several MOUs in different sectors are also expected to be signed in the presence of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of Philippines Ferdinand Marcos. Economic engagement is an important aspect of India-Philippines bilateral relationship. Bilateral trade between the two countries reached $3.5 billion in 2023-2024. In recent times, defense, security, and maritime cooperation between the two countries have expanded. Presence of Indian companies in the Philippines operating in various sectors like IT, healthcare, pharmaceuticals, textiles, infrastructure, chemicals, automobiles, and agriculture have increased multifold. With Bhupendra Singh, Adarsh for Akashwani News, Delhi.
The Ministry of External Affairs has said that it is unjustified and unreasonable for India to be targeted by the United States and the European Union for importing oil from Russia after the Ukraine conflict. In a statement, the ministry asserted that like any major economy, India will take all necessary measures to safeguard its national interests and economic security. A crucial meeting of National Democratic Alliance, NDA, parliamentary party, will take place in New Delhi this morning. The meeting will be attended by NDA members from Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha. The meeting comes amid a stalemate in parliament over the opposition demand for discussion on Special Intensive Revision, SIR, of electoral rolls in Bihar. The opposition parties are demanding the withdrawal of SIR. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate Kartavya Bhavan at Kartavya Path in New Delhi tomorrow. Mr. Modi will also address a public program on the occasion. Kartavya Bhavan is part of the broader transformation of the Central Vista. It is the first among several upcoming common central secretariat buildings that aim to streamline administrative processes and enable agile governance. In a statement, the Prime Minister's office said that Kartavya Bhavan has been designed to foster efficiency, innovation and collaboration by bringing together various ministries and departments currently scattered across Delhi. The Defence Ministry has denied issuing any report on the identities and backgrounds of the Pahalgam attackers. The ministry's statement came in response to reports circulating on social media and attributed to the armed services. It added that no remarks of this nature have been made by the armed forces' public relations offices or any nominated spokespersons. The ministry further stated that the report in question appears to be a compilation of post-encounter findings gathered from open sources. The Ministry of Women and Child Development has extended the special registration drive for the Pradhan Mantri Matra Vandana Yojana PMMVY till the 15th of this month. The PMVY is a door-to-door awareness cum enrollment campaign led by Anganwadi and Asha workers. India pulled off a thrilling six-run win against host England in the final cricket of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at the Oval in London yesterday evening to level the 5-match series 2-2. Chasing a target of 374 set by India, the hosts were all out for 367 in their second innings on day 5 as visitors began the day on the offensive with Mohammad Siraj striking twice and Prasidh Krishna bagging another wicket to put the game on a knife's edge. Ultimately, it was Siraj who picked up the last wicket as India won the game. Siraj was the star of the match with a 9-wicket haul, including 5 in the second innings. And that is the end of this news bulletin.